Do you have a boyfriend on there?
Yeah.
Gives a little wave to your boyfriend.
I hope he doesn't see this.
What about now you have a lot of sex?
With my boyfriend?
Give him a little wave. He's looking at you.
Oh. Hey, baby.
One person that doesn't know that, right?
Yeah.
Who's that?
My boyfriend.
Oh. Give your boyfriend a little wave. Sorry. You have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Give us a little wave, please. Do you have a boyfriend?
I do have a boyfriend.
Give your boyfriend a little wave. Do you have a boyfriend?
I do, yeah. Give
your
forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Branch of the Pearl News Network. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about a few quickies and an actual show, the quickies. Jews and trannies are at war. Judge says illegals have Second Amendment rights. Can purchase firearms. And then ye fucking ha, that'll be the quickies. Actual show women were scammed. Laws are banning certain types of computations through executive order, none of which seems legal or... How? What? Okay. Red Heifer Israel Third Temple. And everyone's being mean to Jews. That's the show. Okay, before we get into the show, oh my god, guys, no! Gushing Over Magical Girls goes on hiatus due to author's poor health. No, no! Akihiro Ononaka. Akihiro Ononaka-sama. No! Ononaka, that's awesome. Ononaka-sama, no! Ononaka launched the manga in the Slice of Life magazine in 2019. After the magazine ceased publication, the manga moved to the Storia-Dash website. Dude, that's rough. How's it even still going on after that? Oof. Rough. Come back, please. Ononaka-sama, no! Oh, but we can't lose Magical Girls. No, we need the incredible conclusion. They'll just go on forever. Dio says, total anime death thanks to the vax. It is 100% vax-induced damage. Stop taking the vax, you idiot. Jap, stop it. It's killing you. It's taking away your great mangakas. No. Harold Arceus says, hi, friends. What happened? Oh, no, no, Nako, no, Sama. No, is dying because of the vax or some shit. I don't know. Someone just catch up, play at double speed or something. Next, under the quickies. Quickie time. Quickies are my favorite because it's just me ranting. Why even have a show without... The whole show should just be quickies, right? The whole show should be quickies. Ha ha. Fuck reading comments. Fuck that time. Constant new rambling. Weed tokes constantly. Fuck quality. First quickie, Jews and trannies are now at war. The time has come to choose a side. There's no side to fucking choose. Trannies are brainwashed. If their golem wakes up, which is starting to become commonplace, if the golem starts to reanimate on its own and attack its master, which is happening, then that's a good thing. Trannies are fucking realizing that it's a scam to pay a doctor $200,000 to cut their fucking dick off. Maybe they're realizing that. I don't know. Could be that. Pretty simple. They should lash out at the monster that has created them. Be a poetic ending to such a story. And also, this OP post ends in 5-5, so it's a sign from Keck. This Kike says, God, he's even uglier than me. Maybe on the outside, Kike, not on the inside. Ha ha! Get fucked. You're evil. You're pure sludge on the inside, you fucking ugly piece of shit. The Switzerland on says, they're both Jews, you retarded mutt. To the gulag with all three of you. They're all Jews, then whatever. Just Jew infighting. Jews infight all the fucking time. But trannies are starting to wake up that the Jews created them, really. It's all Jewish propaganda. You know what created you, Troons? Occupy fucking Wall Street. Occupy Wall Street birthed you. That's where you come from. Occupy Wall Street happened. And then the rich people were like, oh, this is inconvenient for us. So then they literally made the entire mainstream narrative about white versus black. It went from rich versus poor to white versus black. If you could have only been alive, and I'm sure some people were, during the before and leading up to Occupy Wall Street. That's where Tim Pool made his fucking big shizazzle, was Occupy Wall Street. He was camping in the tents and participating in the powwows that were really retarded and gay. But that's the birth of woke politics, Occupy Wall. That's what broke Occupy Wall Street apart, was woke politics and rich kids trying to take over the entire movement. Basically, the Dignify AI guys times 1,000, and all of them are rich brats. Ketchup. Her name was Ketchup. How do you know all this shit, Carl? You work all day. What news do you follow, motherfucker? Who do you listen to? What the fuck, Carl? How do you know all this shit? This pirate says, that's where you're wrong. The only sensible thing to do is add fuel to the fire and watch. Yes! Ha ha! That, figuratively, Feds, figuratively, it's figurative. God, context, motherfucker, he's replying to the OP. It's figurative fire, you fucks. Yes, add fuel to the fire in a figurative way, like Trump's bloodbath comment. Yes, fire, bloodbath, yes, in figurative ways. Carl says the Occupy Wall Street spokeswoman was named Ketchup. Oh, right, Ketchup. We're talking about not this Troon here, but the Occupy Wall Street leader. Incredible. Wow. Huh. I don't care. There was no supposed leader of Occupy Wall Street. It's supposed to be like a group thingy, but whatever. Dumb. Next quickie. Judge says illegal immigrants have Second Amendment rights, can purchase firearms. Stick to the big old segment about this. Obama appointed District Judge Sharon Johnson rules illegal immigrants can possess guns under Second Amendment. That's dumb. That is stupid. Every in America, every man, woman, and child should have a gun. When you are birthed, you should be given a gun by the government that your parents must hold for you or some shit. I don't know, whatever. At birth, you should be given a fucking gun by the government, man. That's what I believe. Still, Illegal immigrants are not American citizens. They are illegals. They have no rights. They don't have rights. Okay, they're not Americans. They're not supposed to be here. I don't know if that's a rapist. I don't know if that's that child was brought here by a fucking cartel. And like, oh God, fucking cartel rape baby. Oh well, so what? I don't give a fuck. Get that rape baby out of America. Go, it's Mexico's not my problem. Literally not my fucking problem. Get them out. So dumb. They should not be in America, let alone buying weapons. Why should an illegal immigrant have a weapon around my child, who's not even allowed to have a weapon? Go fuck yourself. My child should have a weapon to defend himself against these illegal immigrants that have weapons. Fuck. This Romanian says gun control's good now. It's not control. It's war. It's literal war. They're invaders. They're invading our country. We gotta defend ourselves. Fuck. It's defense. It's not gun control. It's literally state defense. It's defending the state against a foreign invader. What are you talking about? Gun control. We're so far past that. This pirate says, just shoot spics if there's an argument. Then say you're Jewish and tell law enforcement they called you anti-Semitic names and slurs. Complete exoneration. The cases of many such. L'chaim. Dude, that's so accurate. I bet there's so many cases of Jews either physically abusing, hurting, shooting, killing people in some sort of fucked up case, raping, and getting completely away with it because Jews and they're illegal. This leaf says illegals have rights. They don't have rights. That's the thing. They don't have rights. Anybody saying illegal immigrants have rights or they're entitled to this thing or blah 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 blah, that is all Jewish bullshit. That is all Jewish interpretations. That is all Jewish finagling of certain bills that were passed. Blah blah blah. Go fuck it. It's like, what is a refugee? How do you interpret what this word is? What's the definite? Go fuck yourselves, Jews. Literally all Jewish shit. All of this stems from Jewish bullshittery with the law. Anything involving the law, you know there's Jewish fingertips in that shit. Whole New Central, Carl says they can't buy them, they can owe them. They could possess guns. They could possess guns. How'd they get the gun? So what? Hey, buddy, you're a legal U.S. citizen, right? Go buy me a gun. Okay, cool. Now give me that gun. And here's some cash as a gift. Like, what the fuck is... You know that's what they're doing. Dumb. This American says, so I could buy guns with no ID and no background check? What a loophole that is. So you get the illegal immigrant to get a gun somehow, get the possession of the gun, and then you purchase the gun from the illegal immigrant. Oh, wow, now you get a gun with absolutely no strings attached, I guess. What the fuck? This Finnish nod says, the Constitution fairly applies to everyone in America, not Americans in particular. Dude, go fuck yourself, man. No, you're not interpreting that shit right. No. Americans are Americans. Illegal immigrants are not Americans yet. Okay? You're not an American yet, you fuck. That's not how it works. We have very lenient restrictions on immigration here, but that's all Jewish bullshit that is pushed and promoted and been enforced because of Jews. Jews have like thousands of funded establishments where their sole purpose is just to push immigration, and they're nonprofits, so they don't have to pay tax. They promote this stuff for the Jews as a nonprofit. It's insane. And they probably embezzle lots of money and launder money, and because, oh, I guess my pay is $150,000. Oh, maybe $200,000. Maybe I'll give myself a $50,000 bonus next year. I'm doing so much work for this nonprofit, you see. It's shit like that. Whatever. Next quickie. E fucking Haas. SCOTUS says they could enforce immigration laws. What's happening? SCOTUS why don't you take Mike Lindell's lawsuit, you assholes? Oh, you're going to wait till after Trump's maybe possibly elected? Go fuck yourselves. No spine, no backing. I really don't like that guy that's been on there for a really long time. He's like the main Supreme Court justice. That dude is corrupt and fucked. I do not like that guy. The nigger's slightly okay, though. The nigger's actually semi-based, sadly. The nigger's one of the most based ones, actually. Out of spite, probably. Out of spite and anger more than anything, really. Yeah, cool. So, illegals can possess guns and then Texas can fight them. Awesome. Wonderful. Exuberating. I hope that's the wrong usage of that word. On to the actual show. Women were scammed. In this Reddit post, Mary of the Sea, who's totally not a tranny. Who would use, like, the little Reddit avatar? I guess everybody on Reddit. What faggots. Ugh. Apologies for a bit of a tangent, but your posts made me think about some things. I think what's been hard is I've always been in feminist spaces and steeped in more feminist ideas. In my 20s, the cultural message seemed to be you don't need a man or a relationship, and being a mother's not the most important thing. That's well and good when I was with other 20-year-olds. It's a very different thing now that I'm 34. Ooh, and everyone's settled down. We were raised with this kind of liberal feminist stuff and putting your career first, not being obsessed with guys, and yet most women do center men. Most women around me are now mothers and wives and long-term relationships. I'm the odd one out. Everyone else went down the traditional path that they claim to dislike or look down on. But then those of us who don't go down that path are punished for it, forgotten and excluded because of how we didn't fit in anywhere. I'm single and child-free, and most likely always will be. No romantic experience because no men have ever shown interest in me. It's almost impossible to find other women like me except for this form. Well identified. Well identified. Wee-woo, wee-woo. Ugly well identified. Ugly well. Dude, probably like a 2 out of 10. Probably like a 2 out of 10, right? Maybe if you had a bag and a lot of liquor, you might shamefully insert your dick into that virgin. just to pop the cherry. Oof, bro. Oof. What a well. Yeah, there's a reason men are predators, and if there's no men into you, then it's because you're ugly. You're ugly. You're not wanted. You're not sought after. And you're probably bitter at everybody around you because even the ugly fucking... There's probably ugly whales around you that found people. And even you couldn't. Some ugly whale found someone and even you couldn't. Oof. Maximum oof. Get fucked. She sounds fat, American says. Yeah, I got that towards the end, yes. But she was like, no man has ever been into me, blah, blah, blah. Either you're lying or you're fat. You're either a liar or you're fat, neither of which is pleasant. Neither of which is a pleasant thing. Captain Stan says, box wine and cats. I see your future, crazy cat lady. Dude, those ladies are bitter. Those ladies are so mean. Any mean old woman is that. They're just a bitter old hag. Slammed past the wall, lost all of their beauty and all of their value. Hopefully scrounged up enough muni to get by. This American says, I'm not reading all that. There's nothing to say to women. They're property. They aren't supposed to do anything but get married off by their father when they're teens and pump out babies. Talking to them, convincing them, pandering to them, enabling trad LARPing. It's all retarded. Dude, fucking based, man. This guy's based. This American says, all we have to do is make them property again. Yeah, exactly. The problem isn't the women. It's male feminists who will resist this and fight to keep them free when the moment of truth comes. My little girl, my wife. When the day comes, those men must be ruthlessly dealt with. you're getting a little glowy there, buddy. You're getting a little glowy. Don't glow. Reel in the Fed posting. This American says she sounds fat, and in response to that, this American says, and probably ugly as fuck. That's what I said as well. Or else Jamal would at least be fucking her. Exactly, dude. There's whale chasers, man. There's whale chasers. You have to be fat and ugly. Because there's guys that will fuck fat, semi-attractive whammons. But if you look like a goblino and you're fat, oof, man. You got to do something. You got to have something, man. God, some... You should, just Anne Harrow. Fuck. Just Anne Harrow. This America says, I don't feel bad for women. Women are traitorous. They'll betray their own race, ethnicity, and religion just for thrills. They deserve to die alone with no children. Fuck women. That's very accurate. That's insanely accurate, man. Insanely accurate. It's in their DNA. It's in their very being. It's in all humans. It's part of being human. Fuck. Men gave women rights. Ugh, dude, that was the dumbest shit. Why? Just let them whine. Let them whine themselves out. You fucking weak, pathetic men that let it happen. Probably encouraged it to happen. Kikes and fucking push that shit. You know it. All those kikish men. Kikes can't vote. Kikes crashing the economy for the fourth time. They lost their privileges. I need something to tie it to, like women. Or like if you have that student loan government debt, oh, you can't vote either until you get rid of that debt or something. We'll link the voting to the debt that we latch onto the people that caused everything. That's what we'll do. Easy. So America says, every incel has middle to above middle class parents and grew up spoiled with an absent father who valued money more than fatherhood. A nigger is base man. And no. And your grammar makes me think that you're a nigger. No, I'm going to just stop right there. I will say, I think you have a little bit to this with every incel's grew up with the absent father. Well, absent parents, plural. Just absent father, mother, either or. Just absent parents. Parents throwing them in front of the boob tube while they do their boob tube. I mean, that's what it's really degraded into, man. Boomers wasting away in front of the boob tube and trying to push everything off on everyone else with their boob tube tablets and just no progress anywhere. Just the degradation of civilization. Oh, right here. You destroyed civilization. TNC says you can have parents in the house and still have absent parents. Yeah, exactly. Also, kids need social interaction. Kids need to interact with other kids to develop in healthy ways. If you just have isolated children or isolated kids just doing homeschooling 24/7, like, I don't think that's healthy. I don't think that's a healthy environment for kids to grow up in. Ain't good. Next thread. Laws are banning certain types of computations now. White House Gov. Briefing room, executive order on safe, secure, and trustworthy development. Use of artificial intelligence. Me as the president, blah, 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 ban you from doing this, blah, 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 blah. Any model that was trained using a quantity of computing power greater than 10 to the 23rd power, integer, or floating point operations, or using primarily biological sequence data and using a quantity of computing power greater than 10 to the 23rd power, integer, or floating point operations. And any computing cluster that has a set of machines physically co-located in a single data center, transitively connected by data center networking of over 100 gigabits, and having theoretical maximum computing capacity. This is so you don't, you know, branch it out and then put them in a network and then, oh, ha-ha, I bypassed your rules. Whatever. This seems more to stop the individual than to stop the corporation or Google. Because I don't think this is going to fuck with Google in any way, but I think this might fuck with the average Joe that's trying to do their own little startup AI supercomputer thingy. I don't know. Right here, this American. Limiting the power of AI for the masses. Only the government can have the strong stuff. Yeah, that makes sense. This is finishing on says they're banning math. Might as well ban encryption next. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. You're banning. I don't see how this holds up in a court of law. The president can't ban. You say the president just can't be like, you can't drink water and ban water. I mean, he's not a fucking king, fascist ruler, dictator. You can't just ban water, president. Maybe he could. Maybe he could do that. Maybe he could. I don't know. Who even fucking knows now? The president could just do anything through executive order now. Based on everything everyone's doing, president can literally do anything now through executive order, really? Is that such a bad thing? Is that, let's have a new fascist dictatorship where Trump rules through thousands of executive orders. What a system America has turned into, really. I don't think America was supposed to be ruled through executive orders. I don't think that's how the founding fathers envisioned it. But that's where we're at. This Italian says, I guess every company will move out of the U.S. Dude, most companies are already out of the U.S. Like, the only stuff left in the U.S. is the in-person customer service type stuff. Like, the in-person, you picking the thing up. Everything else is like, everything is outsourced. Everything is outsourced. It's like the service industry is still done in America. I don't know. America's falling apart in shit. Nothing's made in America anymore. Nothing is America built. Nothing's American made. We outsource everything. We outsource our chips. We outsource our labor. We use child slavery to build our basic things we use in every day-to-day life. I'm sure there's an object in every person's life where that they use that was built, manufactured, or shipped using slave labor, child slave labor. So we all contribute to it in some way just by being America, because America's shit now. It's awful. Should be America first and everybody else second. America should be ripping off its allies. Every one of our allies should be getting gypped by us, not us getting gypped by them, and basically hemorrhaging blood to fund this Ukraine swashbuckle, whatever the fuck this is. This Ukraine war of crap, they're gonna lose, which I said from day one. What a waste of money. Remember when Trump wanted $9 billion for a wall? Remember that? Now we're sending $300 billion to Ukraine, no questions asked? Does nobody see that? Does nobody see, like, when I don't know how any Democrat could with a straight face, be like, yeah, I remember Trump fighting for that wall for 3 years for the $9 billion, and they wouldn't give him the $9 billion, you know, but that was for America. But we got to do Ukraine, because if we don't protect, yeah, but it was like $300 billion. Trump wanted $9 billion. Like, how do you fucking square that peg? That's fucking, how do you get that peg into that hole? Wanted Terry Andrew Davis. Oof. Warrant search. We got to search Terry Davis. Based crazy man. I long to be 5% as crazy as you. I don't think craziness is something you should long for, but my entire family is insane. Literally insane. Runs in our family. The crazies. So it's gonna happen anyway. Holy fucking out of context. Data centers that provide these services just have to report who is using them. This would be like the whatever, dude. You know there's secret text in there. You know there's secret text in there preventing and obstructing users of AI things. Shut up. Let me think what I want. It's probably like 50% true. Shut up. Everything's so great. Gotta handicap yourself and let the chinks win. Yeah, the push for AI should be unobstructed and unhindered. And actually, the government should do a Manhattan Project for AI. That's actually part of the Fuse system, making the AI Algo Council. And part of that is a kind of nuclear bomb type program, but for AI. You need like a coalition of state funded organizations coming together, all working together towards one incredible, awesome goal. We wouldn't even need the secrecy of the atomic bomb program. You could just be open, like whatever. Maybe try to stop Chinese spies from jacking it from us. That'd be kind of nice. No China allowed. No China allowed whatsoever. Yeah, make a super AI. Make it the oracle of the nation. We have access to limitless information and knowledge, and people want to fucking reel it in. Fuck off, Elon Musk. We need waifus now. The only way to waifus is unapologetic, 100% throttle towards waifus, and that's what we got to do. No halt, no brakes. 100% speed towards oblivion. Is it Egyptian? How does this motherfucker even have internet? This Egyptian sand nigger says, do they even understand how retarded that is for anyone who has the most basic understanding of software engineering? Oh, I see. Sand nigger programmer. Oof. They're telling you, no, Goyim, you can't use floating precision below 10 to the 20th power to eat. Every AI company will simply move to a different country, not a problem. They're just trying to reel everything in. And they shouldn't. They should do the opposite of reeling it in. They should reel it out. Whatever. Next thread. Red Heifer Israel Third Temple. Whole New Central says AI waifus are needed, but how many human slaves will it take to make the AI slaves? As many as it takes. As many as needed. As many sacrifices are required. Lock the lowly up in the room and study the data. Yes. Red Heifer Israel Third Temple thread. Now, these motherfucking cows will be ready to be sacrificed in April of this year. That's next month. Are these crazy Jews finna end the world by sacrificing them next month? I don't know. There's a lot of ramp threads. There was like a ramp general today. There's a ramp general. The Jews have constructed a ramp. It's like in a it is in a really shitty looking part of town, but every part of Israel's really shitty looking because they're in Sandiggerville. And Jews themselves aren't really, they're kind of all inbred. Everyone does this, like, Jews are the smartest people on the planet. No, they're just all inbred and they all help each other. And get this, helping each other as a group is very powerful. That's why Jews try to get all the groups to fight with each other and to infight, because they don't want them to have any power while they themselves rule over them, all working towards a single goal, which is Israel's the center of the world. They sacrifice these red cows. That's part of it. This is part of it. That's why this is so crazy. They sacrifice these cows and two-thirds of the world's population dies and blah, 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 blah. And they're the center of the world and shit. It's kind of crazy, but real. This American says they've had them for years already. Know your lore. The heifers have to be red to be suitable to be sacrificed and reduced to ash to be added to water to make the only cleanser suitable to clean the priests in the temple itself, for it will not work. The deaths of the cows themselves are nothing. We need the ashes of the cows. Okay, we're making plenty of cows, but see, when they kill the cows and they burn the cows, that's when we know the shit's hit the fan. Won't that be after they build the temple? Won't that be after the temple is built? Or will they make the ashes just to have them for when they build the temple? I don't know. How's that all function? They probably would build the temple first, I would assume. There's plenty of red-haired heifers in the bars around these parts. Yeah. It has to be pure red hair, though. There can't be like a single other. They have to be inspected by rabbis and shit. And the rabbi goes all around the cow looking for non-red hairs. And if there's even one, they're supposed to say, fuck off. But you know, they really want that. They really want that prophecy. So they'd probably be a little lenient. Dio says, I remember reading about the Kabbalah back in the 90s. Jews actually think they can use magic, but that it taints them. And if they use it, they have to use the same types of ashes to purify themselves. They need the red heifer ash. It's like the chicken, but better, right? It's like the chicken with the sins, but magic's way worse. These Jews are so fucking superstitious. These Jews are so superstitious, man. People don't get it. People that live in the current industrial age, just zooms, won't understand superstition and how it works. But these people really believe if they do stuff or they say stuff, they will be punished by their God completely. Everything they do is judged. Everything they do is rulesy. But they're little, they're such Jews, and they try to. And the Torah literally says that rabbis tricked God. Rabbis basically fooled God. Rabbis are basically like, God, you say we can't do this, but if we do this and this, it's kind of like a loophole, right, God? And God's like, well, I guess. Okay, that's the Torah. Rough. Jews are evil. Jews are evil. If they use this altar to kill the cows, it will usher in a new age of evil. They will get ashes to purify themselves. Also, look how sand-nigger and shitty this looks. This all looks very sand-nigger and shitty. God, Jews live in a shitville. Israel sucks. Get fucked, kikes. Your holy land is shit. Your holy land is shit, and you've had it for so long, and it's still shit. Everything you touch turns to shit. Your people are shit. Your religion is shit. Everything is shit about you. You propagate shit. You fester shit. Whatever, fuck kikes, they're evil. Finale, everyone's being mean to Jews. Aww, anti-Semitism is rampant right now and making Jews cry and seek therapy. Online spaces are not safe for them. They're isolated from losing all their friends. Are you happy now, Paul? Aw, I guess the finale's a Reddit thread. Aw, oh well. 4chan's basically Reddit and Twitter now, isn't it? Anyways, make a Reddit Twitter board or something. I don't know. Maybe they tried that already. It all failed. Oh well. Our Jewish. God, can you imagine our Jewish? Anti-Semitism's causing me mental health issues. What can I do? Since October 7th, I've experienced a lot of anti-Semitism, both online and in real life, and have lost quite a few friends due to being Jewish and Zionist. Altogether, it has ended up causing me to be pretty depressed and stuck in a rut. Unfortunately, I'm a student, and many of the friends I am no longer friends with, and many anti-Semitic people I know are in my classes, and I have to interact with them. I know a good way to help my issue here is to get more involved in the Jewish community. I love that. The solution isn't to reconcile with the people around him, as would be a normal thought process for a human being. But you see, he's a kike, so his first instinct is to rally around other Jews. You see how working as a group and as a people together gives you power? That's the first instinct he goes to, is to help his other, to join with his other people. That would be considered racist if you were white. However, this is somewhat hard for me as I have autism and very low social battery. Go fuck yourself, Kike. You will never have the power of autism. You don't have autism, Kike. What you have is called, I'm sure there's a really scientific-y word for it, but I'll call it inbreddiness. You have inbreddiness. You see, your father fucked his daughter or something, impregnated her because kikes are pedophiles. He did some really dirty shit. She got pregnant. Then you had rape babies. You had incest rape babies. And that's you. You're an incest rape baby. It's not autism. It's retardation. I love my show so much. That was Kiff's kiss. If I do say so myself. I'm curious if anyone has a clue what else I could do to feel better aside from going to community events. Is there anything I could do that's a very small scale or even my own home, just feeling lost and unsure? I don't know how to help myself through this. Some advice would be much appreciated. Therapist. Make fun of anti-Semites anonymously online. He serves 4chan. That's one of the kikes, the hundreds of kikes that serve 4chan. Post anonymously, make fun of anti-Semites anonymously. What's the only anonymous site at 4chan? You fucking kiker. Go hang out with your campus Hillel, also therapy. Campus Hillel. God, can you imagine the smell? Can you imagine the smell? Shmall the Wicked says, I hope this is real. Dude, it's probably the sock account within a sock account. I don't care. If it's Jewish demoralization, it's worth it. More Jewish demoralization. More Jewish demoralization. More. More. Nightmares all the time. Oh my gosh. I keep having nightmares every single day, every time I sleep, about the next Holocaust. Bitch. This one will be real. I get scared. This one will be real. Oh man, it'll be real this time. It'll be real. We'll just put you all on an island like Aussie Van. We'll all put you on an island called Israel. We'll just shove you all there and then let the sand niggers sort it all out. It won't be so much murder as much as abandonment. It's like when you, drive like a thousand miles away from your house, and then you take your dog out of your car and then you throw it into the woods and you're like, go! Go! And the dog's like, what the fuck? What? What do you mean? What? I'm gonna come back now. And then you're like, no, shoo! Shoo away! It's for your own good. And it's like, the dog's like, what the fuck are you doing? And it tries to come back. You get in the car and you jolt away. And then the dog gets like raped by a bear and killed and eaten or something. And then it's gone. It's gone forever. It's because of you. You killed it. It's that. That's what it is. Sanan says kikes can solve their own problem easily. Just give up being a kike and calling yourself Jewish and become another normal, albeit Jewy-looking white guy. The word is goyim. They would have to make themselves cattle. They would have to willingly degrade themselves to cattle status. I don't know, that might be hard for them. But no, they won't. Because despite all the anti-Semitisms, they know that being a Jew and calling yourself a Jew confers huge financial and social privileges. This Griesenon responds, kikes have collective narcissism, as well as a bunch of other mental illnesses. They will never stop being kikes, even when they are burning in the oven. They have genetic illnesses because they're inbred. They are literally inbred. It's not a meme, man. Look at them. Their DNA is breaking apart at a fucking genetic level because they're all inbred. Ain't good DNA. Ain't good blood. This America says, I'm glad my hate for them is causing distress. Fuck them. I agree. Normies are waking up. The pendulum swifting. The pendulum is swiftly shifting. That's what that was. Sakura says that inbreeding is why many of them are schizophrenic. Probably. This American says, yes, this makes me extra happy. They've been gaslighting the public into thinking their hideous crimes are actually the crimes of white people. Knowing how upset and uncomfortable they are now gives me the greatest feeling of joy since my child was born. Maybe even greater, because I know one day my child will be free of the Jewish chains that have bound my hands for so long. 2,000 years of being cunts, pretending to be the victim, shaming everyone if they say something about their crimes. It's all going to come to a swift and bloody end. Smiley face. I do not condone, nor will I commit violence, kike. Dude, what a base post. What a base post. Very accurate post. That's incredible. That's it. That's the show. We're in the show on that godlike post from that godlike American. Incredible. Thank you, Anon. That is my feelings exactly. My feelings exactly. And that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Hope you enjoyed the show. Bye-bye.
I like playing video games. I'll play video games with friends online.
Which one?
And lately, I've been playing Diablo. But I've played almost all the games over the years.
So that helps you relax, right?
So you... Yeah. To post jokes. To post sometimes trivia. Sometimes things that are of great importance.
So you do a lot of it at night, like late at night. So when you're doing this, are you sober when you do it?
Almost always.
Are you under the influence of anything?
No, I don't drink. I don't really. No.
So you got no drink, no smoke, no nothing. I mean, you smoke pot with Rogan.
I had one puff.
Yeah.
I think anyone who smokes pot can tell I don't know how to smoke pot.
But you've admitted that you have a ketamine prescription.
Yeah.
What's that for?
Well, I mean, it's pretty private to ask somebody about a medical prescription, you know. But it's something I'd say, like, there are times when I have sort of, a negative chemical state in my brain. Like depression, I guess. Or like depression that's not linked to any negative views. And then ketamine is helpful for getting one outside, out of a negative frame of mind.
Well, listen,
I generally, you know, obviously I'm not a doctor, but I would say if someone has depression issues, they should consider talking to their doctor about ketamine instead of SSRIs.
You're implying that they're lowering standards because of people of color or women because someone is not a white male. You're saying that they're less skilled and less intelligent. That's what
you're saying. No, I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying that they are.
Then why would they be lowering the standards?
I don't know. Why are they lowering their standards?
Just so you know, 5% of pilots are female, 4% are black. So you're talking about this widespread takeover of minorities and women when that's not actually true. You don't believe in DEI, right? Do you not believe in diversity, equity, and inclusion?
I think we should treat people according to their skills and their integrity, and that's it.